91 WGXC 518-291-9492.
Hello, folks. You're listening to the Mad Dog, Matt Wilson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Endless Garden in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
The Radio Witch Moon Hotline is now open for your good full moon vibrations. The full moon is a time to celebrate, take stock, harvest, and practice self-care. The next full moon is on Halloween, also known as Samhain, marking the end of summer and recognizing the dark months to come, celebrating and visiting with our dead, and dressing up as monsters to scare the real ones away. Dial 518-302-6067 and leave your message for the full moon before October 28th.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful day to come, when we will all bow before your name. But we will not wait until it does, for here and now shall your glory.
Hallelujah. We sing here below. Hallelujah. A lot of hallelujahs going up this morning, beloved. There are churches whose doors are open. There are churches who are gathering together on conference call lines and Zoom lines and Google Meet for platforms. There are people who are being blessed on YouTube and on virtual reality. The hallelujahs don't stop because the country stopped. Stopped opening up the doors of the church. We sing hallelujah here below. That's praise to God with a mighty sound. Hallelujah, beloved. It's good to be back. It's good to be here again with you. How are you? How was your week? I hope you had a fantastic week and looking to give you a bright side start right here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York, with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and couldn't do it without him, our dear friend, Mr. Martin of Martin AV Servtech Audio and Video Services. How you doing this morning, Brother Martin? Yes, it is a little crisp out, but you know what? We have had a fantastic Indian summer, and we're heading into November, and we can squeeze out a week or two more of this wonderful Indian summer, unseasonably warm weather. I'll say hallelujah to that. It has been a fantastic week. Lots of things going on. And just a couple of things that I want to recap before we move on and go further into this hour of music with a message for the heart, the mind, the soul. Amen. I want to acknowledge the presidential debate that was held this past week, and snaps and claps to the moderator, and also for the presidential debate campaign commission. How they put it together so it was not as disruptive as the first one. So I give them snaps and claps. I enjoyed hearing from the candidates. And so anyway, that happened. And, you know, we're moving quickly on to Election Day. State nationwide yesterday, early voting started. And I saw the lines here in Hudson. And so snaps and claps to all the people out there. I got my ballot, hallelujah. And yeah, we're doing that thing, beloved. So, you know, make your plan. All right. Early voting has started. Check all. I think I'll have the lineup for Columbia County anyway, a little later on of the days and times for you. Also, Lee Hoon Lee or Lee Hoon Lee, he built Samsung into a global giant in smartphones and televisions and computers. Beloved, that's what the article said in headlining his passing. And so I just want to give snaps and claps to him and his team and those who have worked with him. I am a Samsung Galaxy smartphone user, and I have certainly enjoyed that, and also the televisions, and, you know, that kind of leadership, that kind of mind and spirit. I give God thanks for that. So we pray for him and his soul and his family as they mourn his passing. We remember others even in our prayers for comfort who are mourning the passing of their loved ones today too. Yes. And also on this past week, the Pope, oh my goodness, did he set it afire. He said a comment, I don't know if it was in off the record or on the record, but he made a comment about same-sex unions, and that same-sex couples should have the right to have civil unions, and they should have the right to enjoy family and to share love. And people went into an uproar. Was this going to confuse Catholics? Was it going to be antithetical to their scriptures, interpretations, and doctrines? And I got my views about that, and, you know, I have it shared by many religious leaders, and then there are religious leaders who are condemnatory, you know. But when I look at the scriptures, even this morning, I was reading Proverbs chapter 31, and it talked about the virtuous woman and all the things she does. And my God, if we were being held to that, oh my goodness, we don't have to be held to that standard either. So I give snaps and claps out to him, and also pray for him and his protection and his safety. I know he has a detail all around him all the time. And so we thank God for that. But, you know, his open heart, his open mind. He did come out. I saw a headline this morning that said, the world needs Mary's motherhood and womanhood. And I give snaps and claps to that, too, because I do believe, you know, that the world needs more Marys, more women who are able to be selfless and, you know, just be willing to follow God's plan for your life, you know, which isn't always easy. But the benefits, you know, look at the benefits of Mary's agreement to follow God's plan for her life. And womanhood. The world needs womanhood. Hallelujah. I don't know if that was a plug for Senator Kamala or not, but I think we need womanhood in the White House as well. I think we need womanhood, a woman's perspective, an intelligent, articulate, fierce, and fearless woman to stand in that second office. Yes, I do. And hey, I may be digressing a little bit. I don't know. I don't think so. The Pope said it. There is a bright side somewhere, beloved. We opened up this morning with Hallelujah Here Below. That was by Cross Worship featuring Osby Berry. And we have a lineup for you for the next 25 minutes. Yes. And so we want you to relax and enjoy. Let the music minister to your mind, your heart, and your soul. We have Promises by Maverick City featuring Joe L. Barnes and Naomi Rain. Then we have It Belongs to Me, Juan and Lisa Winans. You know, the Winans are a gospel music dynasty. Okay, Mom and Pop Winans, the Winans brothers, you know, Vicky Winans, and then BB and CC Winans, and their children. And so it's just dynamic and wonderful the legacy, the music, and the creativity and the talent that they bring to us. Also, we have I Agree by Jonathan Nelson, Hallelujah by Jermaine Edwards, and He's On Your Side, Beloved by Hezekiah Walker, the Love Fellowship Choir, live at Radio City Hall in New York City. Yes, beloved, we got it for you right here. Don't you go nowhere. WGXC, it's for me. It's for me. Hear the music, and I'll be back after that with a spiritual social commentary to help you start the Bright Side Week.
Faithfulness to me. still bless you. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the road, when I don't know where to go, I'll still bless you. In the middle of my storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. When I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go, I'll still bless you.
Great is thy faithfulness, God. That is a modern day version of that old familiar hymn of the church. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh my goodness. And that was featuring Miss Rain. Didn't you just love that duet? I do. Mr. Joel Barnes and the Only Rain. It's called Promises. Up next, It Belongs to Me.
It belongs to me. It belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. And I have everything that makes my stripes say I am here.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. Also online, live, and streaming, WGXC.org. You can also check us out on our radio archive. And you are listening to Pastor Tim, your perpetual optimist, that there's a bright side somewhere, and here at WGXC.
I come just now to say thank you, O King. You're not just a part of my life, but my everything. Your love reaches way down deep within, passes human understanding. There will always be a song for you I sing. One word alone just can't express my heart's desire. Gratitude for one more day my needs supply. Your warm embrace and tenderness, patient with me through all my mess. I come to one conclusion, you are the best.
these problems ever end? Where can I just find a friend? For Jesus Christ will abide.
Yes, a lot of praises going up to God this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is on your side. He's on my side. God is for us. He's not against us. That's what I believe. That's what I see. Anyway, beloved, in addition to that, I want to get into this. Talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on in our society. As I said, I would share more updated information about early voting in our nation, which began nationwide on yesterday. Here in Columbia County, voting hours are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Monday, it will be noon to 8 p.m. Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, noon to 8 p.m. Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So they've been really good about getting this information out to us in the mail and making it available online. But also, you heard it here at WGXC with me, Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist. Also, want to let people know, because it came to my attention from one of my good sister friends and members of Overcomers Ministries, that there are a lot of people out here still confused about the election and what to do. So on election day, you know, Randall and I will be hosting the Tuesday afternoon show from 4 to 6. So if there's anybody out there that you run into that's still feeling kind of confused, tell them to check in with WGXC periodically. Even on election day, we'll be here to help give people up-to-date information on where to go and what to do, how to get their voice heard and their vote to count. In Columbia County, know that, you know, in voting, we are, of course, nationally electing president and vice president office for the next 4 years, 2021 to 2025. We are also electing a state senator, congressman, several assembly seats, and towns and villages. They need to go to their town and village homepage to find out what local offices are also on the ballot. So I wanted to say that because there are people who are, you know, conflicted about who to vote for president, or uncertain about who to vote for, or just disenfranchised with the options available. But I want you to know that there are other votes that are needed as well. And let people know that too, okay? Even close to home, there are offices that need to be filled. So yeah, we need to let people know that their voice and their vote matter. Make sure people in the hospitals and nursing homes and residential settings get their absentee ballots. You know, sometimes with dealing with the interruption in our daily activities of a sudden hospitalization, or you know, a sudden transition into a nursing home or assisted living facility or something like that. And we don't even think about the absentee ballot or voting until, you know, it's election day. So I just want to put that out there as a public service announcement too. Okay. I wanted to talk for a few minutes. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a few minutes too, because it's getting so late in the hour. But I wanted to talk a little bit about leadership and good leadership. I was listening to another interview earlier this week. This person was from out of state, and he was talking about how he was in the evangelical church, and how he came out of the evangelical church because of the political climate and the political leanings of the evangelical church, which he thought those platforms that they support, or those individuals that they're supporting as a voting bloc, are antithetical to his faith. And I think last week, maybe, or a couple of weeks ago, I shared about a group of renowned religious leaders, Christian leaders, and others who have come together to bring about not our faith, and in trying to bring a voice to this political realm that is different from the voice that is so often heard and promoted in some political sectors. So in any event, one of the things he shared was that for the evangelicals, they're a one-issue politic. And actually, he felt that it was no longer a church. It had become a political party. But they have a one-issue politic, and that's on the issue of abortion. And he said, and they stand foundationally on Romans chapter 13, 1, verse 1, that says to be subject to government authorities, for these are authorized. There are no government authorities except that God has established it. And so he said they stand very staunchly on that, beloved, which we know, right? But, you know, in the Bible, which a lot of people don't know, there were many wicked kings. There were many wicked kings that God allowed to have rulership and leadership to teach the people some things, to teach them some things. In Proverbs 29, it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bears rule, the people mourn. And wicked means evil and morally wrong, beloved. It means evil and morally wrong. In Exodus chapter 18 and verse 21, after God delivered the Israelites out of bondage to Pharaoh, which was for all intents and purposes, you know, it was a monarchy or a dictatorship or, you know, one person ruled. He delivered Israel and had them start pretty much a democracy. And so he spoke to Moses, the leader, through Moses' father-in-law. And his father-in-law gave him good wisdom and counsel, which he followed. And in Exodus 18 and 21, it says, Moses, you shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. And so if we wanted to, you know, update that, modernize that a little bit, it would be like God was saying, look, I'm telling you all to look among yourselves and get godly people, people who fear God, people who are not after a covetousness, which is excessive desire for wealth, especially wealth, and for professions and careers. You know, look for people not like that. Look for people who are willing to serve and put them over groups of people. So we have, you know, leaders over our states and leaders over our municipalities and leaders over our government. And of course, our presidency, which is a leader over our military and other branches of our government, except for Congress and the courts, for example. Wow, I'm running out of time. But I just wanted to put that out there, you know. Yes. So there's another verse out there that says we should pray for those in leadership and authority, you know. So, yeah, we can't just, you know, leave this all up to God or up to fate, okay? Let us pray together and let us pray and ask God to give us godly men and godly women who will, you know, do right and like truth, as Exodus 18 and 21 tells us, and hate. Do not have a desire for excessive wealth. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. And I hope that gives you on a good bright side start to this week leading up to the countdown to Election Day. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we're going to be getting ready to get out of here. I want to give a shout out to those who are celebrating their birthdays this month. I have a cousin, Rasul, who celebrates this week, and cousins and a sister and my brother who celebrated. Eddie, shouting you out. Birthday was Friday, and my sister earlier this month, Rhea, shouting all of you out. All of you have had birthdays this month. I hope you have a wonderful next 365 revolutions around the sun. We're praying for all of you who are dealing with COVID-19. You may have symptoms, or you may have become ill. You may have a loved one that has been hospitalized, and even you may have someone who has passed on. Our prayers and our thoughts are continually with you, and I do mean that. We have a prayer line 7 days a week, and we pray. So I pray you're being lifted up and comforted as you go through this part of your journey. Remember never to forget, beloved, no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the sky, the sun is still there. God's sun is still there too. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in a dip. God bless you. Till we speak again. Remember the afternoon show, Tuesday afternoon from 4 to 6 with Brother Randall and Sister Kimberly Irwin this week. We'll be back next Sunday, God willing. And then we'll be counting down with you on Election Day. All right. So till we speak again, God bless you and goodbye. And we'll have to pick up the songs next time, Randall, because we're counting down. I don't think there's going to be time to even squeak into notes.